Welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the third week of Lent, and I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, coming to you from Chicago in the United States of America. And before we begin, let me just apologize for the trouble my country is causing in the world today. We'll get there. But our reading today is from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven." Thus ends the gospel. This passage comes right after the Beatitudes and before Jesus' teaching of, you've heard it was said, do not kill, but I say, do not even be angry. So we can see where he's coming from. Jesus is not against the law. He is fulfilling the law. And with the Beatitudes and the part that comes, he is reinterpreting, getting to the deeper sense of the law and saying that's what's most important. And that is not passing away. His other row with the scribes and the Pharisees is that they teach but don't do. The hypocrisy of that. And so we see in this reading, those who teach and do these things will be great, and those who don't teach and don't do will be least. So we have teach and do with honesty, the law, but the law as understood more deeply in line with the Beatitudes and the inner dispositions that they're supposed to bring forward. So how am I challenged by that? Well, first, I do have to say, in the third week of Lent, I'm still finding my Lenten penances a bit annoying. And I was thinking about that because of this reading, and it's because I still, part of me, sees them as something external, an external rule, don't eat this, do this. Don't do that. And I haven't embraced them as an internal discipline of freeing me up for better things. So I need to do that. I need to look within and say, am I going to embrace these? If not, they're not helping me at all. They are just annoying. But if embraced, then I might be a better person come Easter. And then the other one that I alluded to at the beginning, Jesus reinterprets the law and the prophets, the whole Old Testament, by saying, what's the greatest commandment? Love God. And the second one is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. And everything rests on that. And bombing your neighbor is not how you love them. So what applies to people also applies to nations. Just ask ancient Israel, who the prophets kept warning, if you do these things, if you don't care for the widow and the orphan and the stranger, the foreigner, then this country will not stand. And so I'm saying we need to embrace God's will, starting with love of God and love of neighbor. And we need to challenge our country and every country to do the same. These are the things that will stand forever. That law of love will not pass away until heaven and earth pass away. Let us embrace it in our own lives and teach others to do the same.